gal. Balance pan the head good. Portmore, Portland, Portugal, gal good. Negril gal good, Westmoreland gal good. Lucy gal good, Chilani gal good. St. Anne, Ochi, St. Thomas gal good. Falmouth, Olaba, gal Deville gal good. St. Elizabeth, St. Mary gal good. All of them gal ya love wine bar hood. Stony Hill, pan the stone gal good. Pally Royal and Lucky 38 gal good. Platinum, Sin City gal them good. Shades in a mobile, them gal they stay good. The gal them run a black boy them good. Papin gal good, a August Town good. Cockburn pen gal me know them good. Waterhouse gal good, the skin clean stay good. She reveal the Victoria's Secret good. Every gal in a the massage parlor them good. And when me a talk about the gal them good. Compliment them gal, look how them look damn good. Gal a good, gal a good, gal a good. England gal them me know them good. Mushi mushi, huh? Japanese gal good. Chinese and Europe gal them good. Canadian, American gal good. Caribbean are the best. African gal good. Tightness good. Gum that good. Glue that good. The grip that good. Your queen that good. Your bubble that good. Your bumps man that good. And then your bracelet good. Busy signal I tell the gal them good. All of the good them good them good. Come from near and far gal good. Tell them in a bus or in a car
I'm coming.
At it. This gal represents ya. Gal a good,
gal a good, gal a good, gal a good,
gal a
good, gal a good, gal a good, gal a good, gal a good, gal a
good, gal a good, gal a good, gal a good,
gal a good,
gal a good,
Oliver, oh babush,
gal a good, gal a good, gal a good, gal a good. Pat up your front, cause your nose say you're good. Grab up your gum, cause your nose say you're good. Have up your glue, cause your nose say you're good. Gal a good, gal a good, gal a good. Gal a good, gal a good, gal a good. No matter what them want say, my gal me know you're good. Gal a good, hey.
Peace.
Pretty good,
not
very good buddy. Sexy body, healthy looking body, and also a skin tone, right? So, we women are blessed. We are black and white. We pray we are blessed by the Almighty Father.
Ja, je gelooft er niet, maar mijn laptop doet even een update. Dus we draaien gewoon vanaf de ouderwetse phone. Maar dat maakt niet uit, want er staan ook lekkere tunes op. Bra! Talking about Wakanda.
Baby, me take the herb, give me the stamina. So come make me dance to the song, ya. Girl, you're pretty like cocky, ya. Are you a Miss Hattie Hattie, ya? You know I say the girls, then we come from. If you know want a girl, use a bulla. Girl, me want put a bread in your oven. But it a go nicer with a little jam. Turn around, walk in and hug up your woman. Cause you know how much she love jam. This a no bag of mouth, a straight up action. Turn it up like 99 jams. Mr. Right round the world, them a play. This a Wakanda jam, jam, jam. Last year, girl, I broke a fuck. But this a year, me come back to me spot. Every girl, I lock shop, happy with my back. Now we in every girl contact. Cause we make the dance floor pack. We make a girl ever wind up on that, baby. But maybe your girl, you forgive me back. Cause we no play to steal a knock. Girl, me want put a bread in your oven. But it a go nicer with a little jam. Turn around, walk in and hug up your woman. Cause you know how much she love jam. This a no bag of mouth, a straight up action. Turn it up like 99 jams. Mr. Right round the world, them a play. This a Wakanda jam, jam, jam. You know the girls, them not see me all long. Them said I want ya a go mash up session. They said I want ya is a real number one. He make them a wine and a cock off the man. In a the dances, man and woman. Procreation is part of God's plan. Like every she go to have a ram. Hey girl, come give your love to the African. Girl, me want put a bread in your oven. But it a go nicer with a little jam. Turn around, walk in and hug up your woman. Cause you know how much she love jam. This a no bag of mouth, a straight up action. Turn it up like 99 jams. Mr. Right round the world, them a play. This a Wakanda jam, jam, jam. He a the Black Panther. From down a Wakanda. Baby, me take the herb, give me the stamina. So come make me dance to the song, ya. Girl, you're pretty like Naki, ya. Are you a Miss Patti, Patti, ya? You know I say the girls, them we come for. If you know want a girl, use a bulla. Girl, me want put a bread in your oven. But it a go nicer with a little jam. Turn around, walk in and hug up your woman. Cause
know how much she love jam. This I know, bag a mouth a straight up action. Turn it up like 99 jams. Mr. Right round the world, them a play. This a Wakanda jam, jam, jam.
Ja, 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 ja. Wakanda Jam. Maar we hebben een gast hier in één keer aan de tafel. Hier op kom een radio, even big up aan Joint Radio. Lekker bezig, mannen. Was lekker 2 uurtjes. En dan beginnen wij weer en is het gewoon chaos. Want gewoon de computer is een update aan het doen en al die dingen. Maar gelukkig lopen hier genoeg mensen rond op het terrein die over van alles en nog wat kunnen praten. En we hebben hier... ga lekker zitten, Yvette. Go sit down. We have to do it in English. I hope nobody minds. We all don't want to do it. Yeah, join, join, join. All join. Jitja is also joining. No, but we do it in English. There's enough. The world speaks English. We do it international. En français aussi, ça pas de problème. On peut parler en français quand tu veux. Non. Kom radio is veeltalig.
We zijn nu Cucumber Radio.
Ja, Cucumber Radio.
We zijn overgeschakeld naar English. Cucumber Radio.
Cucumber Radio, is that
yeah.
All right, I love cucumbers.
Oh, oh, de, ik
love cucumbers. Okay.
Come cucumber. Yes.
So, cucumber. Yvette Summers.
Video. Yes.
You make me smile.
Oh, good. I am the smile collector, so oh. I did my job. I'm good.
You. Whoa, look at you. Whoa. can you describe that smile of that girl?
Oh, that's like a very cute smile.
Aww. It's like huge.
Oh,
it's
you
like,
guys are sweet.
Oh, yes.
It's
oh.
like the sun. It's nice. But you are from the U.S. of A?
I am. I'm from Los Angeles.
How is it in the U.S. of A?
Well, I'm not there anymore.
I've you escaped the
yes,
system.
I escaped their system.
Corrupt system of the U.S. of A.
Yes. I came to be with you right oh. now.
Yeah, it's better here?
Oh, absolutely. I'm just really appalled of how your system is here. The government system is always taking care of the people, and it's really inspiring, you know?
Yeah, we talk a lot on Cucumber Radio. It's all about, like, in a camping setting and having fun.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of... We talk actually a lot about misery also and poor people, but this is a good talk about some lady that is here and a guy. Who's the guy?
Oh.
That's my uncle.
Wait, is that a Kaba?
No, he's not a Kaba, but he's Sierra Leonean, so he's my uncle.
Oh, yeah. No, we got yes. like, oh, we got to go everywhere now.
Ik ben Randy Anamoa, buurtambassadeur van Hollandrijk.
Buurtambassadeur?
Van Hollandrijk.
Ah.
Ik heb hier collega Maureen en Leila. En volgens mij, dit is voor onze week van Kasperdam Driemond.
Ja? Ja, waar hebben we een mevrouw hier toen straks ook? Weet je nog hoe ze het gaat hebben?
Nee.
Er was een mevrouw hier ook, die had een button op van hashtag. Ja, 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 ja. We moesten heel erg lang, het duurde een uur voor het...
Wat? WPGD, dat is Kasperdam Driemond.
Ja, niemand wist waar het voor stond, dus moesten het even googlen. Wat er is een soort... Shall we do it in English? That's how we do it in the Netherlands. We always do... If there's somebody talking English, we do it in English.
Yes. Randy. No problem.
Yeah? And you can throw in, like, I know Dija. Dija's, you know her father, right?
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. Another family.
Yeah, yeah, but, so we can also do it like in a little bit. Just,
see, this is so Belmer.
Yeah, yeah,
so Belmer.
Can't we do it?
We
Dija.
All know each other.
Dija, if you interview your uncle about what he's doing, but can you do it like in pidgin, like in,
in
Sierra Leonean?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay. Well, nice, this is a bit hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nice to be here. Yesterday we started yesterday evening.
You started yesterday evening?
Yesterday evening I was here, then I have to go to the other side for the jazz for life over there. And luckily my sister Yvette is here to tell her story, why she in Holland and what she wants to do for Holland and what she wants Holland to do for her.
Nice.
Oh. So I think Yvette will tell her story and maybe there's help coming from one Canada.
Ah. L.A. You are, but it, L.A. LA? Is,
Yeah, but I haven't been back home in a while. I've been traveling the world as I'm a smile collector, you guys. I've actually.
But how does it work?
It works by me smiling at people.
Yeah,
in
we
the
just
street.
Saw the smile.
Right, exactly.
It's
so
a good smile.
It's something that it can just change a person's life if you just smile at them, you know? Because
yeah.
people are walking around, they're either too far in the future and they have anxiety, right? Or they're in the past and they're depressed. And the only really joy we have is in the moment. Like, we're really happy right now, right? Yeah.
You know what that reminds me of? Because a lot of Dutch people may not know this, but in Islamic culture, it's also, if you meet somebody, I think, but somebody told me once, correct me if I'm wrong, but that you smile at the people just by a sign of like saying hello.
Yes.
And I do that to my neighbors who are like this, like with the
right.
scarves and everything.
Exactly.
You see this old Turkish guy or Moroccan
right.
lady, and then you smile at them and they smile back.
Yes,
it's so easy.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the universal language.
Yeah.
A smile is right.
One thing about smile is attractive.
Attractive.
That you smile to somebody, you attract
yes.
a person.
Yeah.
And he or she smiles back.
Exactly.
You just have a smile collector.
And it makes you more approachable, right? If someone smiles, you can like, oh, hello, and you can really speak to them. But if they're frowning, it's like, whoa, right?
I think there's a lot of different smiles, because I can smile at you like, ooh, that's a cute lady.
Right. But that's okay, whatever. We make assumptions all the time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can have a dialogue.
Right.
Only smiling, right?
Exactly. And people will go, how can you travel to a country and you don't know the language? Well, I do learn how to say hello and goodbye, you know,
so
in every language.
So what's hello and goodbye in Dutch?
Did you just put me on the spot?
No, she smiles. She smiles.
But see, I'm really spoiled here in Dutch because everybody speaks English.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
everybody
true.
Speaks more than... You guys spoil me every time, you know, so I get lazy and I forget. But, I have...
So very easy.
That means the integration in Holland is going good.
Yeah.
That was the Holland became clear.
I hope we can actually introduce some more languages that we all speak, like Arabic or
Japan,
Chinese.
Spanish. Guten Tag.
Oh, we're going in all directions now. It's like multicultural.
Dziękuję.
Bonjour.
Comment ça va?
C'est bon.
But you don't photograph the smiles, because it sounds
yes,
like...
Yes, I do. Actually,
you photograph them.
I have a camera. Actually, it just died. It was really a magical camera, and it died the early part of this year, so I don't have it with me. So I've been using my iPhone, and I'm not really good
with
iPhone.
How does that work? Because I can smile at somebody, but the moment you put the screen in between
me,
the smile is gone.
I smile, and then the smile starts a conversation, and then I go, can I have your photo? You know, and then we take... And usually something funny, right, happens always when you're taking a photo, or something funny happens, and you take a photo. And you go, look at this person, or something, and you laugh, and then you exchange, you know, conversation, and then the next thing you know, I'm sitting at their house having dinner and enjoying myself, you know?
Yeah, the normal people pay like 20 euros to be on this radio, and you smile, enter. No.
See, that's exactly what
I'm saying. But I can imagine you meet a lot of interesting people that way.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So can you tell us one story about a person you met by smiling?
I have actually here, and I was here visiting Holland maybe about 3-4 years ago. I was going to the Rotterdam, actually the North Sea Jazz Festival.
Oh, nice.
And
yeah.
I met this woman. I was in the park. I was walking, and they were having a picnic, and I smiled at them. And they were like, oh, hi, come over here and join us for a picnic. And I was like, wow. I started talking to them. One couple was actually going to the North Sea Jazz Festival, but there was a girl from Suriname, and she wasn't. And I had an extra pass. And I was like, come with me to the jazz. She was like, really? I was like, yeah. But she didn't know who I was. I had connections. I'm a jazz musician.
I want to go
well.
With you, Yvette, because then it's probably
exactly.
also free beers. I'll send you in front,
exactly.
like to the bar. Smile.
You
like,
get free beers.
Just let her smile.
People start handing you things.
They throw beers at you like,
exactly.
oh, we love you so much.
Exactly. And we ended up going to the North Sea Jazz Festival, and she met Al Jarreau before he passed away.
Oh.
We had backstage passes to all the events, and she met Stevie Wonder.
Oh.
And
wow.
all these people, and she was just blown away. She had no idea that she was getting this. And before I was actually going to Poland, and I asked her to come, you know, she's like, can I take you to the train station? She goes, you know, I must tell you, I was going through something really heavy in my life, and I met you, and you've actually changed my life. You make me want to smile and be a better person.
Yeah, that's nice.
And it just blew me away, because I was on my way to Poland, and I had no idea what I was going to be doing. And I'm like, sometimes I travel around, I'm like, God, what am I doing? And then he, you know, gives me a message to keep going. And she wrote on the train, as I was leaving, the train windows were dirty, and she's like, we love you, Yvette. Aww. And that really blew me away. So that's an experience of just smiling at someone and ending up having an incredible experience, life-changing experience.
You just told me you went to South Africa. We can still see the remnants of it on you.
Your earrings.
Actually, I know.
Necklace.
But how?
Actually, this comes from Kenya.
Kenya.
Yeah.
But how did your smile get you from LA to South Africa.
Africa. Actually, I was in London.
Okay, wait. How did you get from LA to London?
Well, I'm a world traveler. I'm a world traveler, and I was going to London. A director had asked me to document my Smile project. Okay. And I went to London, and I stayed there for 6 months, and I actually met these Ghanaians. And they were bankers.
Yeah.
And they said, well, what are you doing here? I was at a friend of mine's show. And I said, oh, I'm a smile collector. And they went, oh, what is that? You know, a smile collector. And I said, yeah. And they go, well, why don't you go to Africa?
Oh.
And I just lit up like a light. And I was like, oh, Africa, yes. And so everything started directing me to South Africa. I started meeting people at the restaurant, South Africa, South Africa, South Africa, South Africa. So I'm all about synchronicity, right? You show up and let the synchronicity guides you to where you should be.
Yes.
So I ended up meeting someone on Instagram that was from South Africa, and they had a company that was filming documentaries. And so we all had a conference call. They invited me to South Africa. They treated me like a queen. They put me up and did, you know, just treated me so well. And so I fell in love with South Africa. So I've been going ever since 2016.
Wow.
And I've collected smiles and did a little short documentary. And yeah, so that's how I ended up in South Africa. And how I end up here. Yeah. Okay, how did I end up
because
here?
Wait. Yeah, there's Randy in between all this.
Yes.
He was somewhere in like, I think Senegal or something. Where was he hanging out?
No.
Sierra Leone. Poland,
Kenya,
Russia,
Poland,
I don't know.
London, South Africa, Amsterdam.
No, how did I end up here? I was staying at the Airbnb in South Africa.
Yeah.
And this beautiful woman from Suriname, Michaela, I met her. I smiled at her.
Mm-hmm.
And we connected. I found out she was a singer, and I was doing this empowerment for women, this meeting with empowering women. And I asked her to join me to do some African chants. And she was like, sure. So after I met her, she goes, you know, please come to the Netherlands.
Yeah.
She goes, come and visit me, you know. I'll set up some interviews for you, radio. And here I am on the radio, but she's not here.
Yeah,
that's
how we run it,
yeah,
Kukuma Radio.
Exactly,
it's just like
synchronicity, right? Synchronicity.
Yes.
So I ended up, and so I met her, and she invited me here, and I'm here. She actually lives in Harlem, so I've been in Harlem.
Okay.
And I actually want to come to Amsterdam and stay, because this is all the connections. This is where the pool.
This is where the
connect.
Magic happens.
Exactly.
But there was also some orphans.
Yes.
In the system.
So,
in the smiling system.
Yes. Before I left South Africa, I went to visit some orphanage, and these children from 2 to 6 years old. And they actually live in clay houses made of mud. Okay, this is very, very poor.
Mm-hmm.
No water, no electricity, and their parents would have to leave them at home to go to work in town.
Mm-hmm.
So these kids have been abused and misused and all sorts of things. So this guy is Africano. He's from Dutch land, but in South Africa. And he started this nursery where they can drop the kids off, you know, while they go to work. And so, and they have things for them, activities.
Yeah.
So I actually had a chance to go and hug these children and give them a smile and, you know, taught them how to roll. And yeah, and they didn't speak English, you know, but they understand English. I mean, energy. Kids understand English, energy. And if you move your hands, they were moving their hands. Okay, three. And they knew what
and
I was saying.
They understand a smile,
oh,
right?
Absolutely. So I said, you know, when I travel the world, I want to go to orphanage all over the world. But let me tell you something about your country.
Oh, gee. Now comes the
your government system. Your system here is truly amazing. I must say, you guys take care of people here. There are no people that are like suffering from water or food or don't have.
We're just good at hiding
you
them,
just,
maybe.
I'm trying to find them. So
now,
if you guys
is,
out there know.
We had a lot of talks on this radio, actually. There's a lot of people that you don't see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, for example, we had a talk about first generation, because in the 70s we imported, actually imported, was almost like on an in a slave way, we imported like, how do you call it, gastarbeiters, guest workers.
Yeah, guest workers.
But from Morocco and Turkey and Italy. And those were generally very poor people from the mountains, and they were never put into the system because they were supposed to be just like for this time being.
Yeah, for like
so
20
never,
years
yeah.
until the system would be up and running
yeah.
and we wouldn't need any more guest workers, and then they were supposed to leave again.
But
that
stayed.
Didn't happen.
So there is a second, third generation.
Yeah.
They all became Dutch and things. But the first generation, there were two people here, they were talking about that there is no system for those old people here. Oh. Because they have their own, of course, system of taking care of their elderly.
Right.
And so, I mean, the Netherlands looks maybe good on the outside, not to be negative. But
I would say for the children, maybe the older people, but for the children, you guys do take care of them.
Yeah.
Very
honestly,
we're also rich.
Yeah, I know.
It's but you put them rich. In foster homes, and so they be with families that love them and can care for them.
Yeah.
That's one thing about Yvette projects that she wants to start in Holland. She's not looking for a place whereby she can be able to get this type of children when she would take care of them.
Yeah. You mean like now here? I think
in the Netherlands.
I think it's mostly migrants, immigrants. Yeah, I don't call them illegals. No, just call them
migrants. Kids that she's talking to, the orphan kids.
Yeah. Orphan kids.
Yes.
Orphans is difficult because they all go into families.
I know. Yeah. So I know.
Into foster care.
I know. I'm looking for these kids.
But there is a lot of there's a lot. I think what's a problem, which you don't see, is like the huge amount of young guys and girls that are like 14, 15, pretend to be 18, come over the sea from wherever, from Syria, from Libya, from Senegal, wherever.
Yes.
Who are in an illegal system and enter this dark world of, I don't know, prostitution and things.
Where
and
are these kids? That's
a good question. Where
they are in, you don't see them. We have there's a lot of people without, you call them statelozen.
Okay.
So people without a visa. Yeah. So they belong nowhere.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of illegals. I think they are here, but how to find them?
But is there any possibility whereby we can get in contact with an organization or any office whereby we can, come to our Amelder?
Yeah, I think we are making radio now for all the buurt campings and for all of Amsterdam and all of the Netherlands and all of the world, so everybody can hear
anyone
this.
Anyone who wants to listen,
please call in,
where can they find you?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because you are traveling around.
Anyone who wants this information about Yvette Project, he or she can call 06-857-38438. My number, and I will put he or she through to Yvette number.
And you can even call me, and I can call Dija, and Dija can call Randy, Randy calls Yvette.
We got this.
This is connection.
Call the boot camping. Yeah.
I'm also part of the big camping. Only my project is next week, Saturday. I'm making a Panafest, Pan-African-American Festival.
Okay.
Pan-African-American Festival.
That's a Panafest, Pan-African-American Festival. In Holland, we're B-types from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Okay. So how is a Pan-African-American?
Pan-African-American Festival is a event we did almost in Ghana every 2 years. And within this time, when the event is going to happen, you see all the black Americans, Caribbeans, everybody coming back to Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to walk, it's like come back to your roots, something like that. And also some white people also come there. Rita Mali is there. Steve Wonder.
Where is this?
In Ghana, Cape Coast, Accra.
Yeah.
They're Cape Coast in Accra. That's where they do Panafest.
No, but next Saturday, where is it?
Next Saturday is in Buta's Holendred.
Okay.
I will send the app to you guys. I have some flying in my car. I can also bring it to you guys here. When I get to my car, I'll bring one.
Yeah. Okay.
So I've been to a Pan-African festival once. So how is a Pan-African-American festival different from a Pan-African festival?
We have only Ghana Day and African Day. This Pan-African-American because I'm in Holland.
So from the whole African diaspora?
Yeah. Yes. Everybody from Togo, Ghana, Guinea, Senegal, everybody.
But then,
to
of course, also
Suriname. That's why I make Pan-African-American. I can't do without myself. I have to do it each and everyone together.
Even from the
together
States,
we stand. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Ah, that's really cool.
So you are invited. Radio Kakumba is invited to my program next week. I hope you'll be there to see some things, and it will be really nice. I've got artists from Congo, Senegal, Ghana, and a lot of guys are coming to perform there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I hope you can also be there to.
Yvette, we definitely come against the Belmer. Randy is talking about the Belmer. What do you think about this neighborhood? Because we are now in Gaspedam and all the people are listening from all the campings.
This question, she couldn't answer. She loves it too much.
I love, you know why? Because I love nature. And you guys have these amazing trees and parks. And every time I come here,
it's
I
a little
just
bit
go,
dry, yeah?
It's that's okay. Right, I love it. The trees are happy. You know, it gets rain, like unlike L.A., you know, it's really dry and smog, so the trees are not so happy.
Okay.
But here, they're so, it's so deep rooted, and I love the trees.
I
love the
park.
You
made me feel proud of the Netherlands.
Yes, absolutely. You should be.
But sometimes it's good. I talk negative about it because I'm Dutch. We tend to be a little bit negative about things.
No, and I love to see you guys on your bikes and, you know, the kids in this front and everybody's like working together, and you know, so it's a certain rhythm that you have here, and I love it. Keep doing it, Holland. You're number one. You're really number one.
In fact, you keep smiling.
Yeah,
smiling.
I'm excited.
Stop smiling.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and you hear we are actually in the Belmen because it's one of those rare places where you can make radio, and in the backdrop, there's like loud music. I mean,
yeah,
this is
like
typical
Belmer.
It doesn't matter.
Let me say one thing about the Belmer. Belmer is an area, we got about 186 different nationalities in Belmer. You know, everybody loves to be in the Belmer because they say Belmer. It's not Belmer, it's South Oost.
Amsterdam, South Oost.
People thought we live in the Belmer, they live in the ghetto. No, here is the second place for Amsterdam.
Yeah, that's true.
If you go to the city, it's full. Now we are making here, you see, project. We are changing streets, building houses.
Oh, it's going fast here.
Yeah, very nice. So it's lovely to be here. And I hope that people like to be in South Coast. Then, you know, the community needs people. So people come in and join us here to make South Coast great.
I agree to a certain extent. And it's also that the people that are here are also, for them, it's also possible to remain here.
I know.
Because with these changing times,
that's right.
People are pushed out.
Yeah.
Other people come in.
Gentrification.
And that's everywhere in the world.
And that's very
right
bad.
Now.
You know, I see, the place you grow, you started growing where you have to be there. Now kids have to get room. When? After you register for 15 years. It's too long. They should be in a house by your mother or your father till you are 20 something or 30 before you get a one. And that's very wrong.
Yeah, but it's very hard.
It's very, very difficult. Hard. Yeah.
People are complaining. I myself, I'm a community leader. Mm-hmm. Always have complaints, talking to people, sitting with people. We are trying to find a solution. But I think the government will try to do something. I hope that we have to fight together to do this thing. Because
I'm sure you guys are in the U.S. There's more homeless people almost. It's unbelievable in California. How many is rows of just people.
That
no
was
place,
a nice
to
place to
stay.
Be.
It was really homeless. It's like, wow, what happened? You know, gentrification. Everybody just pushed out
of
this
their
pushed
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah. But actually, we're going to talk about this gentrification thing because tomorrow we're going to Noorderpark to the Buurt Camping, and we have a lot of reports there because also in Noord used to be this more real Amsterdam place in a way with a really local people and social dynamic.
Yes.
And that's also changing there. And now they have the North-South line that's being built. Actually, my reporters Helene Kika now are in the metro, the first line.
Wow.
They're making a report now. So tomorrow, actually, we're going to talk about this gentrification thing.
Nice.
More.
I like this radio station. You guys are happening here.
Is it Cucumber Radio?
Yeah, Cucumber Radio.
Cucumber Radio. I want to come back. When can I come back?
You can come back anytime.
Okay, awesome.
If you keep smiling. Otherwise, you're not allowed in.
Awesome. That's a good rule.
If you stop smiling, I would not recognize you, actually.
That's right, exactly. That's a good rule.
And talking about our reporters, we're going to check out. They also, of course, went into the neighborhood because we're now talking about a lot about the neighborhood also. Mm-hmm. And reporters, Helene and Kika went also into the neighborhood, Helene in this case, to see what's happening there. So let's listen to that, guys. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Ciao, ciao. Bless you. Ze komen nu aan het eind van de buurt. Er staan een paar buurtbewoners op straat een beetje te kletsen. En hier is een bruggetje. En vanaf dat bruggetje begint het Gaasperpark.
Ja, het is nog niet het officiële begin, maar wel het inofficiële begin. Dus
links of rechts?
Maar rechts. Dan kan jij de schoolwerktuinen zien. Dan gaan we nu richting de wijk Nellestein. En de wijk Nellestein heeft een hele bijzondere bouw. En dat ligt dan heel mooi bij de Gaasperplas. Echt nog een pareltje wat nog onontdekt is binnen Amsterdam.
Ik stop even, want we, anders rijden we dit zomaar voorbij.
Je bedoelt deze mooie droogloop, waar we nu voor staan. Het is een wit golvende overkapping die dwars door de hele wijk Nellestein is. En dat is bedoeld om de mensen vaak van parkeergarages op een droge manier naar hun huis te leiden. En het is eigenlijk een doorontwikkeling van het idee hoe de Bijlmer is opgebouwd. Dat waren natuurlijk ook hele grote flats met parkeergarages. En dit is eigenlijk de miniatuurvariant. Dus het is allemaal minder massaal. Maar de uitgangspunten van wonen in het groen met apart parkeren, die zijn hier ook. En hier werkt het gelukkig wel goed.
Ja. En nu komen we bij de plas. Dit is toch geweldig, en moet je kijken.
Vereniging. Dus we hebben hier verschillende watersportverenigingen aan de Gaasterplas. Maar de bekendste is wel de zeilvereniging. Een stukje verder hebben we nog twee drakenbootverenigingen. En er is een strandje aan het Gaasperplas wat bij Balorig. Dat is een speelruimte voor kinderen wat veel Amsterdammers kennen. Het is echt strand. Ik bedoel, Eiburgstrand is super populair. Maar dit strand is eigenlijk mooier en beter.
Kijk, maar ja, dat is dan weer zo jammer. Je wil niet dat iedereen hier naartoe komt, toch?
Ja en nee. Als je kijkt in de toekomstvisies die over het park gaan voor Amsterdam, staat wel dat het Gaasperplaspark toegankelijker moet worden voor meer mensen vanuit de buurt zelf, maar ook vanuit Amsterdam. En dat heet dan een metropolitaan park.
En waarom moet dat?
Omdat we willen dat Amsterdammers ook in de buurt kunnen recreëren. En dan kom je toch in het moeilijke speelveld. En dat blijft lastig. Is sommige mensen vinden het park zoals het is prachtig. Want het is ook prachtig. En sommige mensen willen iets meer levendigheid. Anderen willen meer rust. Dus zo zijn we rondom het Gaasperplas zijn we aan het nadenken met de buurt. En daar is ook een heel traject voor gemaakt. Van hey jongens, hoe kunnen we dit park toch aantrekkelijker maken voor recreatie? Het traject is al gestart met een vaste club bewoners die daarover meedenkt. We kunnen niet alle wensen in de plannen krijgen, omdat de wensen ook vaak heel divers en daardoor ook tegenstrijdig zijn. Ja,
dat is gewoon de kwaal van het compromis wat je altijd moet sluiten. Wanneer is de bedoeling dat er iets gaat gebeuren hier?
Ik denk dat dat eind 2019, begin 2020... dat mensen er dan echt resultaten van gaan zien.
Ik hoop dan altijd dat er niet ongelooflijk veel gekapt gaat worden.
Nee hoor, en dan zeker met z'n allen heel goed kijken van hoe we toch mooie dingen kunnen doen zonder dat er alleen maar bomen gekapt moeten worden.
Prima. We zijn vol goede hoop. Waar gaan we heen?
We gaan nu de A9, bovenop de A9 staan.
We gaan even bovenop de A9 staan.
Na het nummer, deel 4 van de tocht van Helene op Gaasperdam. And sometimes, you know, people have to couple up, like Randy and what's her name? Smile Girl. Yvette. You have to couple up, you know. You know, it doesn't matter if you're man or female, black or white, wherever you're from, poor or rich, just couple up. We couple up here on Kokoma Radio. Are you ready? Here we go! Every man to a girl. Couple up, couple up. Couple up, couple up. Every girl to a man. Couple up, couple up. Couple up, couple up. And anytime she fling it on the right, if you call it, keep on the left. And when she tell you so your body, tell her say she a the best. Couple up, couple up. Couple up, couple up. Girl, you know your body good when you want to touch the road. Girl, you know your body good when you want to touch the road. Girl, you know your body good when you want to touch the road. Girl, you know your body good when you want to touch the road. Girl, them come out in all them numbers, in all them group and them clique and them clan. The whole of them act like fire. And when me see them in all them shorts and bikini, if me say me nah lost, I would have be a damn liar. Well, anything me say, like the girl, me say, girl, them a follow back on me. That means say me you're the leader. Phone call, 10 more girls coming over, and my friend them a drink and a turn over. Every man to a girl. Couple up, couple up. Couple up, couple up. Every girl to a man. Couple up, couple up. Couple up, couple up. And anytime she fling
knee on the right, if you can leg keep on the left. And when she tell you so your body tell her say she had it all. Couple up, couple up, couple up, couple up. Girl, you know your body good when you want touch the road. Girl, you know your body good when you want touch the road. Girl, you know your body good when you want touch the road. Girl, you know your body good when you want touch the road. Hot for the summer, girl, dash me down, ya, Mr. Bartender, please chase the rum, ya. Benz and Beamer and Hummer, bike free bike club up on the beach. We are going at the sun, ya. Girl, I get to wetter than a river. Them reveal white liver, so me beat up the thing like a drummer. Girl, them raving hot like the sun. Wipes are sweet, it can't done. Every man to a girl. Couple up, couple up. Couple up, couple up. Every girl to a man. Couple up, couple up. Couple up, couple up. And anytime she fling it on the right, if he can let keep on the left. And when she tell you so your body, tell her say she a the best. Couple up, couple up. Couple up, couple up. Girl, you know your body good when you want to touch the road. Girl, you know your body good when you want to touch the road. Girl, you know your body good when you want to touch the road. Girl, you know your body good when you want to touch the road.
Maar even, Chaco. Chaco. We hebben nog geen verdwaalgebeuren gehad met die. Het gaat heel goed met die fietspaden.
Het gaat op zich goed met de fietspaden. Alleen denk ik dat we nu dood gaan lopen, omdat de A9 daar de onderdoorgang tijdelijk geblokkeerd is voor de werkzaamheden. A9 die is in 2020 zou die klaar moeten zijn. En dan zou ook in 2020, 2021 het park worden aangelegd. Woont u hier in Nellestein?
Ja.
En hoe bevalt het wonen in Nellestein?
Ik woon er al 34 jaar.
Dus het was heel nieuw?
Ja, we waren de eerste bewoner van het appartement. Ja.
En nu woont u er nog?
Nog steeds, ja. Absoluut.
In hetzelfde appartement?
Hetzelfde appartement nog steeds, ja.
En vertel eens, wat is er zo mooi aan Nellestein?
Ten eerste omdat het autovrij is. En ten tweede dat we helemaal in het groen leven. En als een strand heel druk is, dan loop je een paar honderd meter en je zit er in een plas met allemaal recreatie. En vroeger had je de Floriade en dat was nog mooier. Dus je kan hier vanaf hier in Nellestein tot aan Driemond kan je lopen.
Dus doet hij dat ook wel eens?
Ja, op zondag gaan we een heel rondje lopen.
Nou. En even, want u weet ook, u komt, ik weet niet waar u woont, maar heeft u misschien toevallig uitzicht op de A9?
Nee, want de bomen zijn er gelukkig voor.
Komt er bij u een stuk overkapping?
Ja, bij ons komt een hele overkapping, ja.
En hoe vindt u dat?
Kijk, wij wonen in dat grote blok, hè? Zeg maar dat grote blok. En er zit heel veel groen voor. En wij kijken eigenlijk op de Kaspondreef. Als de bomen afvallen. En daarna hebben we totaal geen last van de A9. Totaal niet.
Oké, dus het maakt eigenlijk niet zoveel uit wat u betreft?
Nee, dat is niet. Weet u waar we meest last hebben gehad? Van de bouw. Ja. Weet u hoeveel palen in de grond zijn geheid?
Nee.
Thunder, 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 th
Ja, we waren even stil. Het was even radiostilte, want we waren, de stroom was hier eruit. Dus we waren even chaos, we moesten even rennen, zweten. Maar we doen het weer.
to know, I need to know, I need to know. Tell me, baby girl, 'cause I need to know.
Peace up, A-Town down. Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Let's go.
Get a little VI, keep it down on the low key. She know how it feels. I started shorty, she was checking up on me. From the game she was spitting in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Ja, hallo, daar zijn we weer. Als het heel lang even stil was, ik weet niet of u überhaupt nog uitzet. Ga ik even kijken of op de laptop of daaronder iets staat. We waren even helemaal eruit. Want er zitten hier allemaal kabels, natuurlijk hier muziek. Ik weet niet wat er gebeurde. Maar we zijn gewoon weer terug, dus het maakt helemaal niet uit. Even lekker chillen. Even naar Sierra Leone. Draaien we nog? Zijn we nog aan hem? Oké. Nou, kom, mijn radio is weer terug, hoor. Yeah. En nog de hele nacht. When two elephants are fighting, the grass them are so far. When two elephants are fighting, the grass them are so far. Which is the position of the civilians? So I cry. Them a big fool. Have no mercy for the women. Have no mercy for the youth. Have no mercy for the children. We are going to suffer. We are going to win. A weapon conflict, God has said, come power. Will you sing it again? The grass them a suffer. When two elephants they fight, the grass them a suffer. Which is the position of the civilian? Lord, I cry. Them a be fool. Them a be fool. Them a be fool. Have no mercy for the vulnerable. Have no mercy for the women. Them a be fool. Have no mercy for the youth. Them a be fool. For the children, never be fooled. Na 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 na.
conflict for the sake of power. A weapon conflict for the sake of money. Africa don't wonder why you men are people that why the cost because as we just join this rub, so fighting for money, but I'm looking for justice. West Africa Sierra Leone, not great, great easy. I know you have it, it's a children, and you make them cry. Some even cry, some even die. What about your brothers? You treat them like a business. A positive behavior that's been in the West. You are the best, Sierra Leone, you are the best. You are the best, like nature, you are the best. Yes, 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 yes.
When two elephants they fight,
the grass them a suffer.
Which is the position of the civilians?
Them a be fool.
Wil je nou weten hoe dat net was, dat wij hier zo liepen rond te rennen, moet je even naar DJ's, naar de buurtcamping instaan. Dan kun je zien hoe DJ aan het rennen is om die kabels weer bij elkaar te trekken. Hier op die buurtcamping Gaasperdam, want daar zijn we. Big up Salto, hey, voor het provider van deze frequentie, Stads FM. Big up Ronald, Joris, Marco, al die mensen daar. Dank jullie wel. En natuurlijk ook de mensen die geld hebben gegeven, die gelapt hebben om dit allemaal mogelijk te maken. AMVJ Fonds en AFK Fonds. En natuurlijk big up naar de buurtcamping. Alle kampeerders, alle beheerders. En alle sponsoren van die plekken. Zoals volgens mij Stelvoort er eentje. Ja. We gaan nog even hier, blijven hier nog even in de Bijlmer. Maar even kijken. Ze gingen op reportage. Hè? Verslaggevers Helene Kika van Radio Kom. Die zijn als vliegende razende reporters door het hele land zelfs aan het zeilen. En ze waren ook bij iets minder ver weg. Bij Henno Echtkamp van het Bijlmer Museum.
Is het echt lang geleden dat ik hier heb rondgelopen in de Bijlmer. Ik ben op weg naar de Nachtegaal. Ofwel het Bijlmer Museum, want daar is Henno Echtkamp. Die ken ik ook van vroeger. Oh ja. Ja, dit is allemaal nog wel hetzelfde. Oh kijk, Henno is aan het papier rapen. Ik herken het weer, Henno. Ik ben er weer. Ja, 35 jaar geleden. Zoiets. Toen kwam ik hier veel, want mijn vader woonde hier. Die was ook bevriend met Henno.
Waren jullie?
Nou, een beetje toch? Of bekende?
Een bekende.
Henno, jij staat hier, bent hier...
ik ben hier aan het opruimen.
Wat
ik dat vroeger deed met jouw vader.
Precies, want...
Elke zaterdagmiddag gingen wij verzamelen met z'n drieën. Jolke, Arnold en ik. En dan zong ik met Jolke vuile Duitse liedjes of zo. In ieder geval Duitse liedjes.
Echt waar?
Ja, dat vonden we gezellig om een beetje vals hard te zingen. En dan, Duitse liedjes zijn er goed voor. En Arnold ging altijd langs de vijver. Want die deed kleine werk. In zijn eentje. En die was meer een Einzelganger. En Jolke en ik deden het grove werk. Autobanden, bankstellen en andere hout, troep.
En nou, maar nou ben je echt professioneel, hè? Hoe heet zo'n knijp ding?
Gewoon een knijper.
Oh, een knijper en een vuilniszak.
Ik weet niet hoe die officieel heet. Maar vroeger hadden we van die karren, die gooien naar vol. Op een zaterdagmiddag, 2 of 3. Stampvol.
Dus dit doe je al gewoon jaren, meer dan 20, 30 jaar?
Ik heb dat een aantal jaren niet gedaan, hoor. Maar nu was het even nodig, zag ik.
En dit is dus de Nachtegaal. En hier kwam ik vroeger ook veel. Dat was altijd heel leuk in de Nachtegaal. Toch?
Nou ja, als kind had jij er natuurlijk niks aan en zo.
Nou ja, volgens mij vond ik het wel gezellig.
Arnold kwam nooit in de Nachtegaal.
Vroeger wel?
Nee, nauwelijks.
Oh? Heb ik verkeerde herinneringen?
Volgens mij heb je uitgevonden herinneringen.
Ik heb uitgevonden. De waarschijnlijk museumdirecteur.
Even naar een museum of zo. Ik ben museumdirecteur, ja. Hoe noemen we dat?
Ja, museum.
Curator of zo noemen we dat ook. Ah, ja, curator.
Cool. Woon je hier ook al 50 jaar?
Ja, volgend jaar woon ik hier 50 jaar. Niet in deze flat, maar wel in de Bijlmer.
En een Bijlmer believer. En, altijd.
Oh, ja, ja, ja.
Of maar, is die term een beetje...
in de jaren 80 uitgevonden, die term.
Maar is die nog gangbaar, Bijlmer
believer? Ja, mensen die willen pesten noem je dan Bijlmer believer, hè?
Die willen pesten, hoezo?
Ja, daar willen ze eigenlijk niet mee zeggen van nog eens een idioot die in de Bijlmer gelooft. Eigenlijk betekent dat het ook. Dat je een idioot bent.
Oh, ik dacht dat mensen die gewoon verzot zijn op de Bijlmer... Dit is jouw domein? Onder andere. Ah, ja. Overal zie ik foto's.
Ja. Ja, dit is de Bijlmer ongeveer van 75 tot 90 ongeveer.
Oh ja.
En dat zijn foto's die allemaal gemaakt zijn in 1986, die je hier ziet. Dat is de oude Ganzenhoef. En dit zijn dus foto's van mensen die hier in de Bijlmer woonden.
Maakte jij toen ook al foto's? Was je toen ook al
druk bezig om
dingen vast te leggen?
Nee, niet echt. Nee. Ik verzamelde wel wat troep wat ik toevallig waar ik mee betrokken was. Dat ging in ordnes omdat je het toch moest gebruiken. Nee, dat verzamelen is pas later begonnen. Toen de vernieling begon, toen ben ik eigenlijk begonnen te verzamelen. Van het wordt al wel tijd dat we wat behouden voordat alles weg is. Dus bijvoorbeeld hier.
Ja.
Op deze. Het gaat langzaam zeker, gaat het helemaal naar de kloten natuurlijk. Maar dit zijn kranten 1970, 1980. Hier, daar liggen er nog een hele stapel.
Zo.
10 jaar lang foto's. Of kranten, de nieuwe Bijlmer. En hier staat nog een apparaatje waarmee je vroeger nipkaartjes kon maken om gratis te kunnen parkeren.
Oh. Had je dat zelf gemaakt? 70.
Nee, nee, mensen uit de H-buurt hebben dat gemaakt. Men was vroeger in de Bijlmer heel inventief om te doen waar men zin in had.
Is dat nog steeds een beetje zo?
Nou, minder. Er worden steeds meer aan banden gelegd, zullen we maar zeggen.
Maar door wel, wat of wie?
Nou, stadsdeelpolitiek, gemeente, ambtenaren zijn strenger.
Maar je kan toch
mensen
dingen gewoon
doen?
Mensen
zijn braver ook.
Oh ja, 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 mensen zijn braver.
Vroeger werden er veel meer gekraakt ook. Surinamers kraakten ook gewoon. Pandjes die leeg stonden werden gekraakt en nu kraken ze niks meer. Nu hebben ze zelf die pandjes en als ze dan leeg staan gaan ze niet kraken... want dan kom je in de belangen van de ander. Maar je zou het gewoon kunnen doen natuurlijk.
Wat heb je allemaal verzameld in het Bijlmer Museum? Wat is jouw pronkstuk?
Nou, ik heb geen pronkstuk hoor. Maar misschien een stuk van een vliegtuig wat hier ooit is neergekomen. Dat zou een pronkstuk kunnen zijn, nog een stuk van, van hetzelfde vliegtuig. Iemand heeft het achterover gedrukt ooit en thuis verstopt en op een gegeven moment weggegeven.
Het is behoorlijk dik eigenlijk, hè, die wand.
Ja. Iedereen was toen bezig een stukje van de ramp te pikken, zeg maar, en thuis op te slaan. Dat vonden ze natuurlijk allemaal wel spannend dat ze iets van de ramp in huis hadden. Nou, voor mij is het helemaal niet spannend. Laatst was dat ding was toch onderwerp van een gesprek over de ramp. Bij Imagine IC. En toen vroeg degene die het presenteerde, Noralie Beyer, aan mensen van of ze het wel durfden vast te houden. En dan bleek toch dat een aantal mensen dat er liever niet deden.
Hoe vind jij nou de vernieuwing aangekomen hier in de Bijlmer? Hoe het nu is geworden? Gewoon...
Nou, het ziet er allemaal kek uit, joh. Het is allemaal keurig. Het is Almere is binnengewandeld en Lelystad en Nieuw-Vennep en Hoofddorp. Ja, maar wat wel gebleven is in de Bijlmer is toch ondanks alles... dat er meer straatjes zijn gekomen en meer lage huisjes. Is toch dat er ruimte is gebleven. Ook in die nieuwbouwbuurtjes. Niet allemaal even sterk, maar in een aantal nieuwbouwbuurtjes is goed met ruimte omgegaan. Het hele concept van de Bijlmer met maar een paar wegen die hoog vroeger vooral allemaal hoog liepen. Om woonblokken heen. Die structuur heeft ervoor gezorgd dat ook die nieuwbouwbiertjes nog steeds kunnen profiteren van de ruimte die